this morning, we're going to give you some things to think about. And you might have to think quite hard, and you might find that there are times when you get stuck and you don't really know what to do next. But that's brilliant. We really like it when you get stuck, because when you're stuck, then that's when the interesting mathematical thinking happens, when you start becoming unstuck. So if at some point this morning you're thinking, I don't know how to solve this, I don't know what the answer is, don't think that that's a negative thing to feel. Think of that as being something really, really positive. Okay?
We're going to work on area in particular. I'm interested in the area of squares. And most of the time, the squares that you get to see have got this kind of orientation, with two sides which are horizontal and two sides which are vertical. And if this square has got an area of just one unit, what would be the area of this square?
Four
units, yes. And if Alison makes it a bit bigger, what would the area be?
Nine.
Okay. And if it was four across and four up?
Six.
And if it is five across, and if it's six across and six up, so you obviously are doing something with these numbers really, really quickly. And if it was a bit bigger than we can fit on the screen, and if it was, say, 12 across and 12 up, if it was 20 across and 20 up, it'd be 400. So what's wonderful about what you're doing is that without even having to draw it, without having to count the squares, you're able very, very quickly to work out the area. And actually, this is what mathematicians really appreciate, being able to do things really, really quickly. So our challenge for today is, could we be as efficient, as quick, if we had tilted squares? If the square didn't have horizontal and vertical lines, you would have just made the red point to the right. So if we had squares where the sides aren't horizontal, they aren't vertical, what would be really nice would be to be able to work out the areas of these squares just as quickly as you worked out the areas of the earlier squares. Can anybody suggest how they would work out the area of a square like this? Yes. If we drew from there to there?
Yeah.
Yes? And then from there to where?
And then do from there to there. Because that's from there to just this kind
of thing. Oh, I see. So what you're saying, are you saying that the square would have the same area?
Yeah.
As a square,
which is 5 by 5, 4 by 4. Yeah, 4 by 4.
Okay, so this is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Across, and so.
Yeah.
Does that mean that? Does that mean the area of that would be 16?
Yeah.
Okay. So 16. Does that mean that length, that side is 4 units long?
60.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, rather than talking to your table, talk to the whole of the group.
You know, like the sides where you can't really see how much it is, and this diagonal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You add like the smaller bits to the bigger bits, and that makes like one square, so on each side you get like two. So you get 8 and then add the 9 middle squares, so you get 72.
So you're saying that's there are
9
in there. And then I think what you're saying is that if we cut this out, we remove that, and we put it there. Yes? We put it there instead. We're going to get two more there.
Get down each side.
You could do that
on each side. And
okay.
Then make
it so I'm going to cut this out here. And put it here. So that's going to give us another two. Cut this out. Put it there. That's going to give us another two. And cut that out. Put it there. So what does that area come to?
17.
Oh, but that's different to what Josh said, because Josh thought that it was going to be 16, because he thought that that was 4 units long. Let me just draw this. If that distance is 4 units long, then the area is 16, isn't it? Vanessa?
Me and
Linda
are thinking, but if you just tilted the square back to normal, they'll have 16, so it's basically,
yeah,
like the same square, just
tilted. Right, so we shouldn't be getting 17.
So if that square is the same as that square, then we should get 16 for both of them.
They must have the same area. But Ian has shown us a way of working out the area that's given us 17. So it can't both be 16 and 17. I haven't got your... Okay. Louis?
Yeah. On a tilted square, the line is longer than on the straight square because it's at the same horizontal length, but you also have to go vertical, kind of.
Because
if you tilt it, it won't be at the same spot.
So you're saying that this distance here is not the same as that distance there?
Yeah.
And could you convince us of that?
Because when you tilt it, it's like a line.
Yeah.
Laurie, can you convince us?
She's a
but what were you saying to Louis?
When you tilt something, you see they write it, they put a line, like it goes round, it doesn't just drop like that.
So that makes Ian's 17 sound quite plausible, because if it was a little bit more than 4, rather than being exactly 4, then when you square it, you get something that's a little bit more than 16.
Right, so it could be about 4.1 or 4.2. Yeah. Has anyone got a calculator?
17.64.
How much?
17.64.
17.64, and that was for 4.2?
Yeah.
So if that was 4.2, the area would be bigger than 17. So it's going to be a bit less than 4.2. Is it 4.1?
That would be 16.81. So it's 4.1.
All right, so it's somewhere between 4.1 and 4.2. So maybe it's 4.15, somewhere in between. Does that give us 17?
17.2225.
Okay, it's a bit closer, but...
It's still a bit too big.
Are we going to be able to work out exactly how long that side is?
Use a ruler to like measure it.
We could use a ruler. The problem is, I think on my ruler, it only goes down to millimetres. So if I was doing this in centimetres, then 4.1 centimetres would be about as accurate as I could manage to measure.
Yes, because I think Laurie...
4.123.
4.123.
So if we were doing it with a ruler, that would be sort of a tiny fraction of a millimetre now, wouldn't it? Yeah, a hundredth of a
millimetre.
So it would be very, very difficult to measure.
And Dylan still hasn't got exactly 17, have you?
We've got 16.999129.
Okay, what did you multiply?
4.123.
Okay, so 4.123 gives us pretty close to the answer.
It's not 1.3.
It's too high. It's too high.
Okay, so Vanessa's had got another idea. Can you say that loud so everyone hears?
Do the square root of 17.
1.1235626. Oh goodness, so we wouldn't be able to get that on a ruler without a ruler, could we? It seems to go on forever. Okay. So, so measuring is not going to do the trick. And this is 4 across, but because we've tilted it, this is a little bit more than 4 across. So it looks like we're going to have to use a method like Ian's, or a similar method.
Yeah, I think that's the only way that we can work out exactly what the area is, because we can't work out exactly what this length is unless we use Vanessa's idea of finding the area and then square rooting it. So we're going to have a method for finding the area, and the only way I can see that we can do that is by using the group to help us and working out some areas like that.
So do we have any other ideas about how you could work out the area of that square? Josh?
And you might take, take the top off, because it's like a triangle at the top, and then put that at the bottom.
So you could sort of break it up into segments.
Or you just add a triangle at the bottom. Yeah, from the top.
Yeah, from just not from the top. Yeah. The same. Oh. So to take that triangle off and put it down there, do you mean?
Yeah, it doesn't give you like the exact amount.
So we're going to take that off and add it here. And should we do the same on the side? Get rid of that, add it there. So what are we left with? We're left with this big square, which is 4 across, 4 up, and a little square there. So that gave us 17 as well.
That's reassuring.
Great. Sorry, somebody said something. And that was a little bit faster, wasn't it? So, it seemed a little bit more efficient. Alison quite likes boxing shapes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way I always do it, can you put a white outline on the square for me, Charlie, so I can understand it?
Can you hold it?
Thanks. So the way I always think about this is that when I'm working out areas, I can either divide a shape up and reassemble it to find the area, or I can find the area of an enclosing shape and then take pieces of it away. So to find the area of a tilted square, I draw a big square all the way around it, which is one of my nice horizontal squares, so I can easily find the area. And then I just have 4 triangles, which are all the same, that I need to take away. And so for that one, I would say the area of the big yellow square is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 by 5, which is 25. Now I know how to find the area of a triangle because I just times the base of my height and divide by 2. So that's a base of 4 and a height of 1. So that would be 4 divided by 2 is 2. So each of the little triangles is 2, and there are 4 of them. So that's going to be 8 altogether. So that means that my tilted square has to be 25, take away 8, which is 17. Oh, that's lucky. So we've had 3 different methods and we've managed to get the same answer in 3 different ways.
Are there any advantages to using this boxing in method?
It's a lot quicker.
It is pretty quick.
That's why I like it, because I can just draw it around and I just have to do squares, triangles,
takeaway done. It's very efficient.
Yes, so there's nothing wrong with either of the other two methods, but you might find that this one's a little bit faster for when you're wanting to do work of this sort. So that's great. We now have the area of one of the tilted squares. So this square here, we're all agreed it's got an area of 17, but what we don't know is what the area of that one is, or that one, or that one. There are lots of different tilted squares, and it'd be really nice to be able to know what those areas are, because if we knew what those areas are, we might be able to figure out a quick way of working these out without having to do the drawings. Do you remember when you came in this morning and we showed you these squares, you were able to work out the areas of those squares without doing any drawing. And we'd really like you to be able to work out the areas of tilted squares in the same way. So, we need to be able to describe this one, because earlier when I said to you 4 across 4 up, or 12 across 12 up, or 20 across 20 up, you then gave me the areas. 16, 144, 400. So we're going to have a way of describing this square.
If I gave you a blank piece of paper and I said, recreate that, but you're not allowed to look at the board, how would you think about how to draw that square? What instructions would you be giving yourself to be able to do that without being able to copy it off the board?
And have one point and then go 4 across and 1 up.
Okay, so start from a point and then go 4 across and 1 up to get to the next point. That sounds like a good start.
So if we start at the bottom and we go 4 across, 1 up, it takes us to where the next dot is.
Okay, so carrying on with Louis' idea, how do I get to the next point of my square?
4 up.
4
up.
4 up and 1 to the left.
4 up and then 1 to the left.
Yes.
Okay, and then to get to the next point?
4 to the left and 1 down.
4 to the left and 1 down, and to get to the final point? 4 down and 1 across. Now that's really reassuring to me, because that convinces me that this must in fact be a square, because I've sort of done the same thing all the way around it, so all my four sides must be the same. But it also means that I've got a way to describe this square, because I can say that this is the 4 across 1 up square, because that's how I start to draw it.
Once you've described this side, you can then figure out the rest. So you might not need to give the instructions for every single side. We might just give the instructions for the first side.
So I might make a record of what we've done so far and write down that for a 4 across 1 up square, the area was 17. And that means that we're going to remember what square we started with and what we found out. But it'd be really nice to have some more results to put up on this board to start making some conjectures.
Now, one of the things the mathematicians do is they work collaboratively. So what we'd like you to do is to work as a team. So we're going to ask different tables to work out the areas of different squares. So I'm going to start with 2 across 1 up.
Okay.
Okay, so this table, we'd like you to draw a square that goes 2 across, 1 up. And work out the area. So maybe either you work in pairs or on your own, and then check you all got the same answer, because you're going to share the answer with the rest of the group. The table over there, we'd like you to work out the area of a square which is 3 across, 1 up. Table at the back, we've done 4-1, so can you go for 5 across, 1 up? Table at the back there, can you go for 6 across, 1 up? Table here, we'd like you to draw a square which is 7 across, 1 up, work out its area, and you're left with 8 across, 1 up.